Rishi,
huh? Rishi, we are live. We are live.
Huh? We are live. Huh?
Oh, it's F1 time.
I'm sorry, it's F1 time. Oh God, it's been a 3-week break. I'm getting a little dozy over here. Formula One has been away from us. News has been away from us. Action has been away from us. We've been away from you. Welcome back to our new podcast. This is me, Rishi Kapoor. RJ Rishi Kapoor, that's Kunal Shah. We both talk about F1 and that's particularly what we do these days. So how are you, Kunal?
Doing well. How about you, Rishi?
Listen, you're my F1 expert and we've actually had no masala, no news, no controversy to talk about. This is a little bit of a lull that I don't enjoy.
Yes, it's a lull, no doubt.
Yes.
But we're going to have two back-to-back races next weekend and the weekend after that. So
are you sure? There's China, but I'm not quite sure if there's a Bahrain.
Like you said, there's no controversy, but you know, this could just slightly end up being a controversy again this year. Human rights issues and, you know, civil issues in the state of Bahrain, in the country of Bahrain.
Okay.
But let's just hope it goes forward.
Because last year we actually missed a Grand Prix. It's a great track. It's got some good sections and there were going to be changes in the circuit and we won't be able to see anything out of that. Just the only thing that's going to change is Bernie's going to make a little more money.
I would love to see Bahrain happen for a very personal reason. That's where I actually test drove my Formula BMW cars as well.
What are you saying? So how's the circuit?
It's beautiful. It's smooth and silky, and you know, it's a great circuit to drive on. And difficult to overtake, etc. But who cares? It's Bahrain. It's another race. You know, I would rather have 20 races in the calendar than 19.
Absolutely, that's my entire point. Now, but what I've heard is what they're talking about is an entire lockout. Is then only when the teams can feel safe there, the drivers can actually participate. So no audience, but TV audience for the race.
It's an unfortunate state, you know, but like I just told you, you know, a while back when we were discussing, I would leave it in the able hands of the FIA. You know, they know what they're doing and they of course care for the sport, because anything that happens wrong on that weekend will reflect on the sport as well. And there are so many thousands of people who will travel into the country as well.
Correct.
So mixed feelings, but you know, I really hope there'll be 20 races on the calendar than 19.
Great, then back-to-back races is what we're expecting, but back-to-back wet races is what might just happen.
Well, in China, they're saying it's... we were just reading the radar, if you recollect, about 10 minutes back. And Friday is expected to be wet. Saturday, even more, closer to, you know, qualifying, etc. Of
Correct.
Course, you know, there will be weather pattern changes. And Sunday, interestingly, it's going to race a few hours before the race. So they're expecting a damp track going drive. So maybe do I hear you say Jenson Button?
Maybe do I hear myself say again Ferrari getting that advantage, Sauber coming in close and Mercedes again losing out because it's not a completely dry weekend. It's going to be fun.
Well, I hope it does.
What I want actually is a proper dry weekend, because I want to see Michael do well. I want a proper dry race. This is a very long straight wala track. So I want Michael to do well before other teams copy that rear wing, the absolutely illegal / legal rear wing, and they get the advantage. I really want that one.
I'm sure there will be an advantage, you know, given those long straights that you have, especially that back
banked
straight.
Banked one. Oh, God.
Yeah. So, you know, I just really hope Mercedes does well, whether it's dry or damp or wet, doesn't matter. But seeing Schumacher do well is always fun.
Okay, some guy named Barrichello, who actually raced with Schumacher in the past, has actually said, if, you know, I like Formula One, so if tomorrow Ferrari decide that Massa is not fitting their bill and they want to call me, my phone won't be out of range. So he's actually said that he won't say a no.
Not surprising. You know, every driver ultimately dreams of driving for a Ferrari.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if he was joking or not, but it's a goodwill call. A Brazilian replacing a Brazilian, maybe maybe his way of saying, Massa, you can do well, otherwise I'll replace you.
Well, the way I look at it is one number two replacing the other. And I have my heart for Barrichello and Massa both, but that is the truth at Ferrari. Barrichello wants to come back, but Ferrari wants to go back two steps, because now they want to bring out a car called the Ferrauber. Now, the first time I heard, I thought it's Flubber, the movie coming in some F1 part. But it's actually half Ferrari, half Sauber, and there's a new rear wing design that they're going to copy and stuff like that by the end of the
year. Yeah, there have been a lot of talks of this. Well, Sauber's always been, you know, a Ferrari B team, so to say. They've groomed the Ferrari youngsters. You've seen
Correct.
Massa, you've seen Raikkonen come
Correct.
Through. You've seen, you know, a lot of you know, Ferrari drivers come through the ranks in Sauber. So maybe Perez as well, like we spoke last time.
Absolutely.
I don't know if they can really do away with the copying bit and, you know, get it to work on their car. But if it does, then, you know, it brings me back to the whole thing of customer teams and should they be allowed in Formula One.
Yeah, because there was this entire confusion about having B teams and then this new Lotus thing happening where Group Lotus is existing and doesn't exist. We have a Lotus, we don't have a Lotus, we have a Caterham, we have a Lotus Renault. I'm just so confused with all of this.
Unfortunately, yes, I know where you come from. This year we've got Caterham, which was Team Lotus last year. So the yellow and green livery run by Tony Fernandez.
Uh-huh.
And we also have the black and gold liveried Lotus F1 team, which was Lotus Renault last year.
Correct.
The news that you've been reading and so is all of us is that Group Lotus, which was the primary sponsor, has pulled out. So, while, you know, I'm not too bothered whether it's called Lotus, not called Lotus, what will be interesting to see is if they will still have the money to keep developing their car through the year.
So, which one of the two teams gets affected more?
It's only Team Lotus. I mean, sorry, it's only Lotus F1. Sorry.
You're confused as well. I hope both the teams stay because we want so many drivers, we want the champions, we want Raikkonen to do well, we want that car to keep developing. By the way, as far as I've read, Raikkonen says he's almost through with the steering issues that he already had. And one issue that I want to talk about is the fact that we'll have a female boss in F1.
That's the good news, especially, you know, given the fact that she's Indian born.
Yay, Monisha, wherever you are, if you listen to us, well, I don't think you do, but if you do, our heartiest congratulations to you. It's good to have a woman. Now, the only thing I want is a female F1 driver and we're good.
Soon it'll happen, I guess. But having, you know, a female team boss, that too, who's Indian, etc., speaks volumes about how Indians are progressing, especially Indian motorsport.
Absolutely. They're Indian sponsors, they're Indian teams, they're Indian bosses, an Indian driver this year on the grid. So that's really nice. And two Indians talking about the entire grid is very good. But having spoken about Indian people and how they're involved in racing, Mahindra Racing, and I've been reading a lot about them in digital media and print media, they have participated in two different forms of the sport. And they're doing really well in one of them.
Yes, they're doing Moto3, which is a part of the MotoGP circuit. Mm-hmm. Okay, and they're also racing in the Italian Championship. Moto3, they're still, you know, finding their roots and they're still finding their pace, which is fine. There's a new, you know, I'm not too much of a two-wheeler fan.
Okay.
But I'm impressed with what, you know, they've been out to do as well, considering that they're holding the Indian flag high.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got a new machine, which they're finding their own time to tweak, etc. So hopefully they will do so. But in the Italian Championship, they've been dominant. They won the opening round as well. I think yesterday, which was the second round, they again won with Sarath Kumar, who's the Indian rider coming in seventh.
And that's nice.
So it's brilliant, you know. I mean, it's great for Indian motorsport.
That is brilliant, and we wish them all the best. And the pecking order hopefully will settle down after China. And predictions for China, because Red Bull is really running a lot of updates, and they're going to be getting a lot of new exhaust and stuff to the Grand Prix. What do you think is going to happen?
Leaving weather aside, I still expect McLaren to be leading forward in qualifying, challenged by Mercedes.
All right.
Race pace, I would still expect Red Bull to be really quicker as well. It's about tire management, like we keep talking.
Absolutely.
I don't think Mercedes yet is going to be able to unlock their race pace. But watch out for the McLarens. And, you know, if it's damp turning dry, you know, it's going to be button all the way.
Yeah, and you cannot discount Fernando out of that situation.
And, of course, Lewis Hamilton. So we just pretty much, you know, discuss the whole field. But, yes, it's going to be an exciting race for sure. Mm-hmm. Hamilton, from what I know, is the only driver who's won here thrice, if my statistics are correct.
You're absolutely correct. He's a winner thrice and he's overtaken people to win. And the lap record still stays with the V12 that Michael ran once. But he's been the most successful driver on this circuit.
That's correct.
Thank you so much, Kunal, for being here, for discussing the whereabouts of Formula One. I don't think there's much to discuss. But after China and during China, there will be a lot. And we'll keep you updated in case you have a question or two to ask, which you never do. Why don't you ask us? We have all the information about the sport. You can just hit the link below and leave a question, leave a comment, write good things about us here. And Kunal and me will definitely follow up with you personally. Thank you so much, Kunal.
Thanks, Rishi. Always fun.
Always fun in Formula One.
That rhymed.